Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet on this very sad day for the democracy, January 20th, 2017. Today's show is about an unreleased concert recording, which was at the club The Jazz Forum in New York City on September 30th, 1982, and it features the Palmodian Quintet, which at the time was composed of Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Jim Pepper on tenor and soprano saxophones, Ed Schuler on bass, Bill Frisell on guitar, and Palmodian on drums. And before we get started, I want to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference, coming up soon. And I didn't really get enough time to really go over this CD. It was given to me by Suren Baronian, who there's an early show featuring his work. He was a friend and player with Palmodian. And his son recorded this concert in 1982, his son Lee. And Suren gave me the tape and or the CDs. And so I finally separated out the tracks, and I went in Paul's notebooks where he would often write down the set lists for shows. But it's a little confusing because he wrote down several different possible set lists, and I think he kind of changed it. So it's going to really take some close listening to identify the song. So I'm kind of hoping that maybe you, the listeners, will help me do that. So I'm going to play them in order that they were recorded. And then I'll put, if I think I know what the title is, I'll put it, but I might not be right. But I'm pretty sure what we just heard was 9x9, because that is the opening song on two of the set lists that I have. So give me a hand with that. And I'm going to extend the show because I have over 2 hours of music just from that concert. And I'm going to play some other stuff too. And kind of a fun thing is that at the end of this CD, Suren put on two songs from 1967 when he and Paul played in a band at a wedding in New Jersey. And they're playing some standards. And it's pretty good. So anyway, there's a couple songs there. I want to get those in as well. And then with the stuff in between, I don't know. It's going to be a 3 or maybe even a 4 hour show. I want to give people an option to not watch the inauguration. So if you don't want to, you can listen right through till the horror is over. All right. Up next. So anyway, I thought I'd look back at Paul's discography and see what else he recorded in 1967. And it wasn't a very, I don't know if he recorded anything. It didn't look like he did. Two of the releases that I found that were around that time are Somewhere Before with Keith Jarrett, Life Between the Exit Signs with Keith Jarrett, and Charlie Hayden's first Liberation Music Orchestra album, which was a pretty much a protest, a lot of protest songs in there. So I thought that would be good to play. So I'm going to play next Circus 68-69 from the 1968 recording of the Liberation Music Orchestra. I don't know, is 2017 going to be our new 1968? We'll see. Thank you. That was the small but enthusiastic crowd at the Jazz Forum on September 30th, 1982, listening to the Palmodian Quintet. That was recorded by Lee Baronian, passed on to me by his father, Suren. And I don't think that's been heard very much. So this is a great unreleased recording I'm featuring today. There's a lot of music, so I think I'm going to be extending the show. I want to remind you that you're listening to Community Radio, WRFR Low Power, 93.3 FM. And our community radio stations, I think, are going to be more important than ever because of Mr. Trump being seated as president today. It's a very sad occasion. He's already said he wants to privatize public broadcasting. That's pretty scary. How is it public if it's privatized? So this community radio could be our sort of last hope for getting our freedom of speech on the airwaves. So I wish our phones were working, but they're not, because I would love to hear from you. But if anyone wants to come down to the station and join me in this sort of anti-inauguration show today, you're welcome to. Just come knock on the window and I'll let you in. I've never watched an inauguration, I have to admit. So it isn't that big of a deal that I'm not going to watch it today, but I kind of want to be distracted from it. So if you do too, keep listening to jazz. Jazz has a history of being tied up with civil rights and human rights. And so it's a great tradition. So I was looking at Paul's notebook to find the set list for this music, and I didn't really have time to listen really closely, but according to his set list that he wrote, that was 5 miles to Wrentham, but I kind of don't really feel like it is. But so I'm hoping the audience today will help me identify the songs for sure. So if you know what that is, send me a note. You can go on my Facebook page, Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, or email me at UnclePaul'sJazzCloset.com. And there's also the PaulModianArchive.com. So lots of ways to get in touch. Next up, I have a cut from Somewhere Before, which was released in 1969. And it's a Keith Jarrett tune called A Moment for Tears. Thank you.
Thank you.
at the Jazz Forum with the Palmodian Quintet in 1982. And I'm not totally sure what that was. I need some help. So if you can identify the song, let me know. I'm going to post the different set lists that I have in Paul's notebook, but it's very likely that they changed it when they got there. So, and before that, we heard Somewhere Before. And live at the Jazz Forum was Joe Lovano, Jim Pepper, Ed Schuller, Bill Frisell, and Paul Modian. And I've got one more cut before the top of the first hour, and that is from Somewhere Before. And I'm going to play a tune called Pretty Ballad. But I was looking in Paul's 1967 notebook, and I discovered that he was paying $25 a week for rent. That's up on the west side on 71st Street.
Thank you.